Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting his best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star.
It's time. Welcome to the information superstation, TNT. Hosted by the dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest RT Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, December 6th, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. I guess it's one day, it's Friday or Monday, and we're going to do whatever day it is. So we see.
Right.
All right. What's going on this morning?
Let's see. Weekend update went out. Yes. Weekend update. U.S. bank sources say they are expecting a notification today on Sunday and are rounding up staff to report to the exchange centers on Monday. They anticipate full exchange activity by Tuesday. That was it as far as the weekend update.
Okay. Time will tell, I guess. So, did you send that out or did you just tell the people that was in Zoom?
I put it in the updates, didn't send it out, but it was in the updates for anyone who went there, wanted to go and look and see, they would see it.
Oh. Well, okay then. We'll just go with that. All right, guys. We got the news about the bank. I'm still trying to get some information from them this morning because yesterday they were excited about us being at the bank. Tomorrow.
The recording has started.
We got information about, okay, in Iraq, they were televising the process of the 3-0 notes. They were telling them about what was upcoming, the change in the exchange. They were telling them that all of this was in the 22 budget. Was already there. It was already expected to happen. We know it was in the 21, but they're telling them it's definitely in the 22 budget, which they should see in January. Now, how they're going to see it in January, I don't know. I mean, the budget. I'm just being realistic. They could actually see the rate and the fact that they are telling them all over the weekend, it started on Thursday or Friday again, about the new notes, about how it's going to work, about how they're going to convert them. I would expect it to happen sooner rather than later. Or the fact that they're putting it in the 22 budget. I'm just saying you just can't keep telling people that, educating them, saying this is coming, and then continue to expect them to spend money. But my contact in D.C. said it's just going to show up. Just be ready. It's just going to show up. So they didn't give us a specific date or time. But the banks are excited about tomorrow. My Iraqi guy is excited about this week. Just talked to him, wanted to verify everything. He said it's all true. So we're just waiting. Should be this week, but we know it should be by the 15th. Now, why? Because I already tell you guys, I don't think, and I might not be any smarter than anybody else, but I'm not as dumb as a lot of people. So anyway, I can say that part. The election results, even though the commission turned it over, even though there's no date set for the federal court to hear the appeals, or it wasn't, over the weekend they did set December 13th as the day they said they were here. December 13th, 2 days before December 15th, is when I think is going to be our first opportunity to actually see the RV occur. Oh, that is the one thing we did get from Washington. It's just going to show up. What they said before the holidays is going to show up before the holidays. So that kind of makes sense to me. Anything else going on in Iraq? Stuff we don't care about, or we care about? Demonstrators. Iran's still trying to get their way. They're still playing the game. ISIS has increased its movement in the Kurdistan area. So We don't know why, but it's getting close to the end of December, and they think Iran and the militia are going to get the U.S. to leave, so they'll just have to deal with the Peshmerga, or however you say it, Kurdistan forces. And they're getting a little blatant every week or every day, more out there. So I think we want to get it done before then. Maliki, Amiri, Abadi are still having meetings with Sadar, still trying to say it needs to be an all-inclusive government. They need to get more seats. They need to have a say-so, or the government's not going to happen. We'll know on the 13th. Sadar is still saying it's going to be his way or the highway. But we'll see on the 13th. All right, let's get started.
Okay, Clash Clash 2000 says, what does the St. Germain Trust have to do with the RV?
I think he's talking to you.
No, definitely not talking to me.
Oh, my God. Guys, 10, 20 years ago now, everybody put everything in St. Germain Trust. Well, what was the other one? Actually, the GCR.
I don't know. I lost track of it.
Yeah, 10, 20 years ago. The whole GCR came about through the St. Germain Trust, did it? I'm trying to remember myself right now. We're so close to the end. And this was planned 50 years ago. They had planned on doing the GCR, but they couldn't get the timing right. The money or the global situation wasn't right. That's why they chose to activate it and get it started during the Iraq evaluation. So that was the first time they could actually see it going through. But Google St. Germain Trust, guys, easy way, because it's been years since we started doing this. All right, what's next?
Let's see. S-Den L-W-A-S, 1995, says, when exchanging, how or what would be the best way to bring in your currency? For those of us that have less than a dump truck load, such as in a briefcase, handbag, backpack, suitcase. All of the above?
I don't know how much you have, what you're doing. I mean, that's something that each individual is going to have to decide for themselves. I can't tell you to carry your money in your right pocket or your left pocket. I mean, in an envelope or a treasury box. Come on, guys. You decide how you're going to carry your money. There's no way for you to carry it. I can tell you this. If you walk in there with a suitcase full of money, they're going to count your money. They're going to do your process. And then you're going to be put on hold until you go through Homeland Security. But nobody cares how you get it to the bank. Go ahead.
And continues, and thoughts if we should travel with some type of security? When finished, would you go directly home or try to break up the journey in case of being followed?
Okay.
Well,
so let's think about it. Oh, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm not leaving with any cash anyway, so I'm not worried about anybody following me home. All they're going to get is my receipts if they take anything.
Okay, a couple things have to happen, guys. Because I know these idiots out here, gurus or whatever, trying to explain to you what to do, have probably scared most of you to death. Who is going to know about the RV unless you're involved in the RV? Because nobody's going out there, run up and down the street, and tell everybody, hey, are you a robber? Are you a crook? Are you a bad guy? A bunch of people going to the bank and getting money. People do that every day. So how do crooks all across the world, gangs kids all know what's happening today? How do they know what bank to stake out? They're going to stake out every bank across the country? Okay, let's do that. Then how do they know you're the one walking in there to do an RV, to do a money exchange, and not doing normal business like everybody else is? Because you're talking about bank locations. Exchange locations are going to be well protected, see, so. And then, more importantly, why do I chase Susan and don't chase Bob or chase Frank or Hillary or this guy or that guy? How do they know how much you have? You could have just went there and exchanged 100,000 dinars versus the guy that exchanged 15 million or the guy exchanged 50 million. Who they going to follow home? I'm not worried about all that. I'm not putting all that in my system. I'm not letting it preoccupy my mind when I have other bigger things I should be worried about. And more importantly, that the most you're going to walk out with is $7,000 and a new debit card. Who follows people home to take $7,000 and a new debit card? Who do they know which one has the $7,000 and not just doing regular bank business? I think you're causing yourself problems and worries about nothing. These guys are trying to put fear in you, so you think they know what they're talking about, or you'll give them all your money and information. I'm telling you, I'm not worried about it. It's also not going to be, like I said, tanks driving up and down the street trying to protect you doing your exchange. It's stupid. It's not going to be F-15s, F-16s, 105s, T-33s, C-130s, or anything else all flying around the sky to protect you from your exchange. Come on, it's just nonsense. What's next?
Okay, Omnivore says, have you spoken to Oki lately? Sure miss hearing from him.
I have not talked to Oki since the last time he was on this phone. But I will tell you, usually if there's something really seriously going on or about to happen, Oki contacts me or he sends me a note or a text or something, says, Tony, look at this or something. But I haven't gotten anything from him since the last time.
Okay, that takes us to the live callers on the board. 209 area codes, you are on.
Wait.
Good
wait.
Morning. Oh.
Hold on for a second. What about, who's the guy from Kansas City? What's his name? Ahmad, or our interpreter?
From Kansas? I don't know.
Yeah, what's his Jim in KC. Where's he at? Jim in what?
Yeah, in Kansas City, in Missouri. Next
that
door, though.
Kansas.
So this is still good.
No, I wanted to talk to him. But anyway, all right. He's not on here? Because you get a question from him or something. No,
he didn't post any questions today.
Okay. All right. All right, okay. Jim, I need to talk to you. So call me. Okay. All right, what's next?
All right. 209.
Good morning and good afternoon. This question is going to be for Tony. Good morning. It's going to be for Tony and Ray. If you had one last parting word to give to us, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to let Ray answer that because I might not have a last parting word.
Well, that might be true.
Yeah, need no answer for that.
Okay. Then the other question I have because we, you know, they're threatening about Iran's threatening us about being out there by December 31st, but we're building that large base over there. I can't see that ever happening. That base in Kyrgyzstan, I believe.
Yeah. So, as I tell you guys, and you know, I don't have to actually tell you, because history has told you, we have never, ever left a country we went to war with. Well, we're not in Vietnam, though, but we didn't win that war. So everyone that we did win, we never left. There's no intention, U.S., to leave Iraq. Today's articles are saying because what ISIS is doing, and they've been doing in the last 2 weeks, attacking areas in Kurdistan, even those areas in the outlying, they killed some Peshmerga fighters in the last 2 weeks. They're clearly saying we need the U.S. to stay engaged. So, was that the reason that they're attacking them, to give us a reason to stay? Was it a fact that they see a weakness and the fact that Iran, the militia, and their groups are threatening violence if the U.S. doesn't leave? Are they seeing the same opportunity that they had in Afghanistan and they think is going to happen? No, the U.S. troops are not going to leave. They're just going to be called advisors. They still have the same backpack, same gun on their shoulders, same grenades on their belts, everything else, and going to be ready to use them when called on. That's just a game they're playing within themselves. That's all. It's never, ever going to happen because it doesn't make sense. Now, we've invested, and we've talked about it for years, the world's largest embassy. And we put it in the Kurdistan region, going to hold over 8,000 people. We don't need 8,000 people pushing paper in Iraq, right? So who would those 8,000 people be that are manned at that embassy? And guess what? The embassy, as in all countries, is United States territory.
Thank you for that. Tony, you mentioned banks in Iraq, but you said nothing about Texas.
I wonder why.
Because you
There's
have
nothing to say about Texas.
Okay. All right. Did you know if there's any plan for D.C. and Pam to join us on the last call? I mean, they were so much a part of this at the beginning, and I would just love to be able to or join us at one of the group meets. Have you heard anything from them?
No. There are no plans. Now, I say there are no plans. I haven't even discussed it with them since they left. Now, they had their reasons. I think I explained it to you guys. What was going on in the Obama administration, what was going on, places that they asked all of us to stop. Well, yeah, except for, you know, Tony is Tony, so. I can't say it. But, and I didn't blame either one of them. I will tell you guys, they asked them to stop. They actually told them to stop. And I probably wouldn't have said this a couple of years ago if it was over. But they told them if they didn't stop, they're going to put them in jail. And they have a future. D.C. has a future, what he wanted to do. Pam was 60 years old, and that just scared her to death. We had this other guy. I'm just giving you guys probably more details than you want right now or even need. That was with Giuliani, and he's the entire police commission, and he was advising Pam on what to do, what not to do, and but who knows? We're still here, so we went through the fire when nobody else would, and I would say Ray is still here, but somehow I want to say Ray said he's not worried about it, right? Ray, you're not worried about it, right? Even though he should be. But
worried about what?
The government knocking on your door.
Nope.
See, he's not worried about it. We're not doing anything wrong. We were just doing, I mean, like I told you, they didn't want us to help the next administration. They didn't see this happening anymore right at the end of the administration. Since it didn't happen, they didn't know what Trump was going to do. And I don't know how he could not do it, which he didn't do it. But it continues on. So.
Well, we thank you.
I don't know if they're going to be able to come back or not. I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to Pam or DC since I've been back. There you go.
Well, we thank you guys for standing strong. Ray, this question's for you. On Friday's call, you had asked me for my email, and I hadn't heard anything back because I was talking to you about Utopia Giving, and I'm wondering if I had sent it to the right email. It's rayren98@aol.com.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I did see
I'll
it back then.
Right, I did
right,
see
I
that.
I appreciate that.
Got caught up with some
and
other
then,
things that pulled me away. So it's still
well,
sitting there waiting
the
for
time.
Me. I'll get to
okay,
you.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then my last one is, my last question is, would you refresh my memory what IPO stands for, please?
Initial public offering.
Initial public offering?
Right.
Okay, great. Initial. And again, I thank you guys so much for everything. God bless you. I'm out.
Okay. Thank you.
Initial.
All right. Thank you.
404, Erico, you are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. I'm going to have to
hi.
Make this ring up. I'm driving in a horrible, horrible weather and traffic. Just curious on the status. Are folks still comfortable that Kazemi is going to be continuing in that, given that all the others are seeming to be trying to guard their positions? But are they comfortable with Kazemi as coming in like they were earlier?
Well, Sadar is comfortable, like I said, and they have a relationship. And now that he's broken away from Iran. The other factions, Maliki, Amiri, they do not want Sadar. That was part of their meetings over the weekend and Friday. And I tell you guys, they put out articles saying that Al-Kazemi would not be back. Sadar's movement put out articles saying just the opposite. They still have confidence in him. And now that everything has been upheld, we decide on the 13th. They're saying he has the best chance to repeat and to do in the next 4 years because it's in line with what Sadar wants to happen for the country, which just happens to be in line with what the U.S. wants. Even though they're not doing it for the U.S., it just says that their goals just happen to align, and Al-Kazemi is in the best place or the best person to make that happen. Since he has formed relationships with all the surrounding countries, and he told Iran that his new government's goal was to do business with them, not in spite of them, to be partners in business, not being dictated to by them. And he has let that be known already. And that is what Sadar is looking for, an independent country. So I think we'll still see Al-Kazemi. But I told you guys 3 weeks ago, I think, or a month ago, that an agreement had been made behind closed doors, but they still had to put it on the show. So we'll
right.
see in the end which one is right.
Well, it would be nice that this may be the last call that we have pre-RV, in which case let me say my thank yous once again for all of your tenacity and information that you shared with us. And may this be our money coming to us Monday, and 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Earth project is going to be coming through, Pay It Forward project. Again, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, bye. even though Friday was supposed to have been our last call pre-RV, but it didn't go live, so.
Oh,
believe me, Ray made it sound like we were gone, though. I was happy, okay?
I was traveling and went in and out of reception area, and I'm kind of the same mode here in a torrential rainstorm, so may this be over.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
360 Erico, you're on.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Hey, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Happy lesser to the nth degree. And yourself.
I am in good shape for the shape I'm in, no question. And I'm looking forward to the future for sure. And Tony's, the insurance program on that car, I just think, how could things get any better? So I'm just happy. I kind of struck me that neither you nor Tony said when you were asked about what's the last thing you'd have to say. And, I mean, just to me, it just seemed like common sense to say goodbye. And
I almost said that.
which I would imagine would be for you both a joyous occasion to be able to do that, at least in the current format of stuff. It seemed like goodbye would be appropriate. Tony, when you were talking about the budget, so 2022 budget and so forth, how can they have a budget with no parliament? Because the election happened.
You got to remember, they did the budget before Parliament went away. They did a draft of the budget, which some, if not the majority of the people who did the budget, were reelected. So they know that's what they're going to go with, even though it has to be, redone, the next government has to vote on it and do everything. And there may be some people who want to do some changes, depending on who's in office and wants to have input. But they're saying when they did that budget, all this was incorporated and planned into it. So it's still going to come out. If they're going to achieve any of the things that the white paper says they're going to achieve, they know it has to happen in that budget.
Right. Well, I'm still of a belief that until the announcement is made by the federal court, and that the militias have either put up or shut up, that this won't. And Maliki, I still believe that Maliki has to be collared before they can let this thing go, because he represents, I think, a significant number of potential adversaries to the current state of the government. So I think that Kazemi's got to prove that they have control of the country. And I think that's the ironclad way to do it, in my opinion. So there are several on the forum that don't agree with me, but they say that's because they think that you two are smarter than I am, and I agree that you are. No questions asked, Ray. No questions asked. And so I just want to make that perfectly clear. You too, Tony. Didn't mean to put you find your brother there and cause any sort of a familial sort of discord. So anyway, that's what I think, and I'll be anxious to hear what Double D from Dallas has to say, because I missed him the other day, and I'm excited like everybody else, and I just think that I'll be more excited when those announcements from the court come through, and and all the stuff that I get that magical notification that Maliki's under arrest and all the news that I think is the crux of it all. So appreciate you guys' efforts. And I think we'll have more calls between now and Christmas. My birthday. So Tony, I'm going to be even a year older coming up. I would request a moment of silence that I'm mourning that.
When is your birthday?
It's coming up.
When is your birthday?
Tony,
everybody's birthday is coming up.
I took your lead at one point, thinking I would celebrate the entire month, and I thought because the most important birthday in December, in my opinion, is not mine, but it is the 25th, and I think that being 2 days after Pearl Harbor makes sense, but it certainly isn't close enough to the 25th to be a major insult. And so that's how I'm sticking with it. And from that little clue, I'm sure you know when it is. And so I'm not sure what day of the week that is. I don't think it's a day we have a call.
Well, you should be thinking all the time. I mean, just like you are. But the most important birthday to me is my next birthday. So I can see that I live to see my next birthday. That's the most important birthday to me, so, as it should be to everybody. Can I make it to one more, just one more, and we'll go from there. But we'll be here for your birthday. But let me tell you this.
Yeah.
This is what everybody can look forward to. And no matter how much we want it to be different and everything else, the reality is, yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen until they announce, to the federal courts announce who won. Then Siddhar can stand up on this podium and say there's nothing you can do about it. Appeals failed, this failed, everything's uphill, and the majority is going to rule. That's what I said. We're not going to bow down, give you anything. So where do we go from there? Now the majority's in charge. Al-Kazimi's in charge. But more importantly, they now have done what the U.S. has done and got all these new allies behind them, because that's what's going to happen. The U.S., British, Saudi Arabia, everybody's now going to be behind them. The U.S. decided, what's today, Monday? Yeah, over the weekend, to stop the talks with Iran about the nuclear deal, which means what? They didn't remove any of the sanctions, which makes it even worse for Iran, because their people are rioting in the streets now because of their economy and the fact they lost 50% of their currency value on Friday. So things are getting worse, not better, as we look at that portion of it. But then we got to look at now Iraq is on solid ground with all this backing. Do the militia start things in the street or not? Because I know that's your concern, it is with everybody. But now they got the Iraqi soldiers. They got that, and they can say, U.S., we need your support in this if it ever gets down to it. But at some point, Iran's going to say, okay, they're going to change everything. If we still want to do business, if we still want to have a lifeline in Iraq, then we're going to need to bow down. If they're still going to buy our electricity, which we just extended it another 120 days until things can get up and running with Germany, Saudi Arabia, everybody else. But every day they need Iran less and less, which takes away their power, just like it took away Maliki's and Amiri's power and authority, only builds Al-Kazimi up every day. So I do see that change occurring. Now, does it happen overnight? No. But everybody can see the writing on the wall and the direction that it's going. Does it make a difference if they change the currency now or later? They change the currency now, gives Iraq more power, more authority. It brings their allies in that much stronger versus then changing it later. Do they change the rate, cut off the currency auction? That chokes Iran even more because now they can't even steal through the currency auction, but all they can do is import exports, which they've already changed the rules there. They've already changed it to electronic and made it transparent to everybody. So it's a methodical procedure that they have to go through, and they are going through it, and I think it's definitely going to make a change. Are they ever going to hang Maliki? Probably not. Long as he's in office, he has his immunity. So until his own guys turn on him, then the country probably not going to be doing it. Now, can they get everybody around him, brother, sister, cousins, uncle, everybody else? Absolutely. And they probably will because they're on the list. So that's the future we can look forward to. But what does that mean to me and you? Hopefully it means we get paid this week.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with that. Tony, I think that's the most encouraging commentary in regards to how this thing could happen sooner than later. And I for one, appreciate it very much. So I'll stop there. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray. And I'll get out of the way and let the next caller in. But I thought that was fabulous. So all the best.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's today? Oh, it's good. Okay.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus there.
Here she comes, 281.
I was already getting almost, if you let it play it a little bit longer, go and get me a drink. We should start a party up in here. How y'all doing this morning?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
All right, we're good.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. It's a yucky-looking day here in Texas today, so it's a day to be indoors, raining and yucky. But
it's a sad day in Texas. Sad and sad, huh?
Look here now. See? Yeah, it's a nasty day, put it like that. So I do have a couple of questions. So this is really confusing, I guess, with the whole process of this. But, and I know you said your opinion is you don't think that they're going to release this until, you know, the election results are made public pretty much about Kazemi. But in the same breath, you know, the Iraq contact is saying he thinks it's going to happen this week. The U.S. banks are saying it's just going to show up. It could be at any time. I'm wondering, why would they not just share that we're waiting on that? Do you think they still, that your contacts feel the same way as you do as far as the election results and all of that?
Okay, so they're never going to publicly tell us what they're waiting on or when.
Mm-hmm.
That's never going to happen. So we're always going to have to keep guessing, because they're not going to give that kind of information out to the general public or anybody else that far in advance. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
do they think it's going to happen? Because they have a different mindset than I do, which rightfully they could. Because
right.
the Electoral Commission has already passed it, the Electoral Commission has stated there'll be no reversal, be no change. This is
right.
a fact. So everybody can say, well, let's just go with that. But it's not official until the federal court does. So then we have to think, why did the federal court not do it yesterday if there's no change allowed, if nothing's going to be any different? I mean, if it is what it is, then why do we even need the federal court? But we do.
Right.
So then we got to look at Maliki, Amiri, that their group, they still filed an appeal with the federal court. Even though they're not supposed to be able to do anything about it, then what's the purpose in that? Because I don't know where it might go. They say they're manipulating. They're trying to negotiate, which they are. They've been having meetings with Sadar, three different locations over the weekend, trying to negotiate different terms for the government to run under. And the federal court could be just extending it out until those meetings are over or until an agreement is made that will make the country flow a whole lot easier. But right now, Sadar has met with two different groups. They've given him proposals. They say that Sadar has given them the proposed options that they refuse to accept. But he has publicly said he's not accepting what they want. He's not going to share power. He's not going to give them seats. They didn't do it in 2018. He's not going to do it today. That's what he said. So federal court could be just letting this drama play out, dragging it out. Could be 15. I don't know. But for all purposes, the count is over because the Electoral Commission already said that. It just needs to be right. No different than what we went through, you know, when they went and said our government and the votes, and they're just waiting for February the 6th to get here so they can click the gavel. The gavel. There's nothing anybody can do about it, either yes or no, unless they decide to go against the Constitution. So that's the only thing that I'm waiting for, because till then, you know, they say a whole lot, but they do something exactly different from what they say. But that's why I'm saying it's not final till it's final. Everybody else can say, shoot, let's just do it. It ain't going to change anything. I don't know.
Right. So in the midst of all of this waiting, with the banks being ready, getting ready, whatever, are there any new updates on what we should expect when we go into the banks? Because I noticed that you mentioned that we would be only able now possibly bringing out $7,000 in cash for those that may want to, you know, bring cash out when they exchange. And that seems like that number is different now, because 1,000 at one time or a little under 10,000, is that right?
Yeah, it was 10,000 when we started, because that's usually the number for that new paperwork. But it changed to 7,000 years ago. It was saying 7,000, because the more people that come on, the less cash they're going to have available at that time. Remember, the U.S. Treasury went and printed all these bills so they could deal with that. But that was at 7,000 a person going out. Now, that's at your exchange. You can go to the bank as much as you want. Now, you're not getting it that day, as everybody should know by now, if they didn't know before. Banks don't actually keep money in the bank. I mean, you know, they keep a little bit of money, not enough to satisfy each of us. Even though they're going to have more than usual during the exchange process, you're still going to go to banks and have to order $20,000, $50,000, whatever cash it is you want. They're not just going to give it. Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
So, yeah, I can hear you now. So, with that said, do you think that any of your banking contacts at the different banks have different processes and procedures for exchanges? And if so, I'm wondering if anything that they could share, would there be a list that they will be providing to you guys? So like maybe on your next call, we'll be able to be updated on that, or you don't think they will supply you guys with anything, just the fact of the 1-800 numbers or whatever that process is?
Yeah, and that's what I think we're going to see, whatever the 800 numbers. Each bank is going to be a little different when you actually go in to do the exchange. So I don't see us getting any kind of documents that say this is how it's going to happen. And by that, you know, locations are going to be different. Bigger banks may have three guys. Smaller banks may have only two guys. depending on your dollar amount, that may change. So, no, I don't think we'll get all that. But what we did give you and what we've been giving you is directly from the guys who you're going to be doing the exchange with. That who has given us the procedures and the process so far, that's what they've been taught to do or doing. And the exchanges that we know have occurred, that's the procedure they follow. So we can be pretty assured we got all the information.
Okay. All right. Well, those were all my questions, and hopefully we will see or hear something this week, and preferably you guys get those 1-800 numbers tonight, since tomorrow has been mentioned that it could possibly happen. So we will see. Thank you guys
all
for
right.
all you do.
Okay.
Talk
thank
to you.
You
later.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 435.
So, hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on. I had to wait till bus lady get off first. So I can tell you guys. Man, we was in Zoom last night. I went to Zoom. Ray demanded it. He sent me some kind of text saying, you got to come on and meet. What's her name?
Jesse 91.
Jesse 91. I said, who is Jesse 91? But anyway, I went on to meet him. They had a good little crowd there. Walt wasn't there, or he would have mentioned it, just so you guys know. The one time I missed him. But I saw quite a few people in there. It was good to see you guys, meet you guys. Everybody was shocked at me, what bus lady looked like, because it's in the back of the bus. Now I know why. But anyway, we had a great discussion, talked about it, and it did get the news a little bit earlier. But I had to wait until she was on the call before I could mess with her. All right, let's go. You guys should go to Zoom, though. You guys should go there, meet each other. It was actually great seeing people. I want to know that. And Zay saying putting the face to the voice. But I got to do the same thing, put some faces to some voices. So it was great. Even though Bus Lady sent me a picture like years ago, I got it on the wall in my darkness. All right, let's go.
435. You're on.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, this is Drifter 12 on the board. I have never called in before, but I've been a long-time listener. And, Tony, I'm the one that sent you those custom knives.
Oh, did you? Way back then with me and DC? Oh,
yep.
Okay.
What was it, 2015, I think? It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, Ray didn't get one, though, right?
Well, you know, if he's wanting one, you know, I could certainly provide that.
I guess he's rubbing it in.
Yeah.
And I did send that to D.C., just so you know. He did get his, too. But it was beautiful
good,
night.
Good,
I love it.
Good deal.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. I had a couple of questions. With your boots on the ground and stuff, you were saying that they've started educating them about the lower noms and stuff in Iraq. Have they actually showed them pictures of the lower denom notes yet?
He actually said they were showing them pictures of the old notes. So I don't know about the new notes. That's a good question. But he actually said they were showing them pictures of the old notes and explaining it to them, how it was going to work. So great question.
Yeah, I think once that happens, that's kind of about it's telling us, giving us the indication that this thing is over, wouldn't it be?
I would think so. You know what? I'm asking him right now. I'm sending it to him right now.
Cool. And then another thing, over there, I read an article today, and it had delay with the CBI announcing that the Brits had opened up a couple of bank branches over there. given the fact that they're, you know, Saudi Arabia and the Brits and the different countries are doing that, that's, we've got to be close on this, wouldn't you think?
Well, not only close, but they got to have a lot of confidence in it, or those countries wouldn't be opening banks in there like that. So, yeah, absolutely. Think behind the scenes, they know what's going on, and they know when it's going on, or there's no way they would be doing that.
Exactly. That was my thoughts, too. So, anyway, well, I figured we're about the end of this road, and I thought, well, I need to get on and just tell him who I am.
Well, I'm glad you did.
For years, so. And, Ray, if you want a knife, I'll build you one, too.
All right. Thank you, sir. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Let's see. Next up is 610 area code. You were on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NBA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man. Wait. Hey, G-Man. Wait. What's the weather like?
Oh, man. We got a little bit of clouds and light off and on rain today.
Man, I'm just wondering how from coast to coast, because Texas is like that, you're like that, and I'm looking out my window, it is so cloudy and dark, and I mean, it's not raining, but it looks like winter, because we all had sunshine across the country, and now it's clouds all across the country. So I'm studying to be a weatherman, just so y'all know. But no, I'm just trying to
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, for the early part of December, you know, this is December 6th, we have got a warm 55-degree day. So it is very, very tolerable, I'll put it that way.
It's better than snow, huh?
That's right. I don't have to shovel anything.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Long version here. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're sending in your checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. This way, Ray can track all those payments as they come in. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. You'll then be brought to a page where you will have a menu of payments to choose from. Choose your payment, click on that payment, and you'll then be brought to another page that'll ask you to fill in your email address, your name, and your credit card information. In the block where you fill in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number there. That way, Ray can track those payments as they come in. Again, to donate electronically, go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on the red payment button, And when you do, scroll down to where you will find instructions to use the credit card or debit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. You'll then be brought to a page where you will be asked to fill in your email address, your name, and your credit card information. Where you fill in your name, after you have filled in your name in that block, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number there. That way it makes it easier for Ray to track all the donations as they come in. As you complete that form, at the bottom of the form, it says send payment. After you have clicked on your send payment button, wait for a few seconds. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence saying that thank you for your payment to the TNT Super Fantastic Call. That way, you know that your payment has gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. And if I may, I'd like to just remind everyone, ladies and gentlemen, your payments, when they come in, not only are they needed to keep this information superstation on the air, it's needed to keep the websites up and all of the chat room up as well. So when you're considering your payment, remember, it's not only just this call, it's the website, it's the chat room as well. So keep that in mind and remember to send in your payments today. Ray, Tony, thank you very much. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
You're
okay, Ray,
welcome.
Hold on for a minute before we start. All right.
Okay.
So thank you for that. Listen, guys, this is difficult to figure out, to analyze, to know when, where, and why things are happening. But a lot of times, Ray, make some noise, or keep some noise in the background. A lot of times, it becomes even harder when people put out misinformation. And some of a little bit as a title for us to say, what the WTF is going on now, this and that. I'm saying this because while we were talking, I was telling you guys about the sanctions. Somebody sent me an article. And it says, Biden waives sanctions against terrorist nation Iran. Now, it's saying that Biden waived the sanctions, part of the negotiations for the nuclear deal. He's giving in. He's caving in. He's doing exactly what they want. But guys, the sanctions that he waived was the fact that Iran could still sell electricity to Iraq. The same thing that Trump did 4 years in a row, because it's only good, right? He did it for 6 months at a time, 180 days. Biden just did this one for 120 days. But Trump waived it the whole 4 years, but it wasn't negotiating the nuclear deal. Obama waived it his 4 years, and the nuclear deal was intact. So people put out stuff like this to confuse you, mind, or just to outright continue to lie, because it's a lie when it says that. He did it so Iraq could continue to have electricity while we're going through this reconstruction period, because they get their electricity from Iran. It had nothing to do with the nuclear deal. It just came in November. But as we know, some of these gurus out here, some of these idiots, use the same practices and principles to justify saying something that they know has no meaning to what they're actually saying. None. They didn't wipe out all the sanctions. He wiped out the one for electricity so Iraq could continue to run their country, so we could continue to see their growth, so we could see our RV. This article, this guy who posted it, Joe Hoft, or whatever newspaper this is, the Washington Examiner. Anyway, I'm not going against the newspaper, but the article just doesn't make sense. And you guys have to actually read them and understand what it is to know what it should mean or doesn't mean. So Biden hasn't done anything that the last three presidents haven't done, and done it for the exact same reason, so that Iraq can continue to have electricity to run their country, because that was their only source of electricity until these deals were just put together with Germany and Saudi Arabia to provide them with electricity. All right. I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay. 972, area code, you are on.
Hello, fellas, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man.
Doing all right. I've had tremendous phone problems. I didn't get on at all last week, although I was on the calls. And, I didn't know if Ray was mad at me again or what. But I'm going to not run the risk of offending by developing that subject. I am continuing to be optimistic. Contentment is getting more difficult, but I do have a couple of things that you kind of brought to the table this morning. The money printing that you and Ray have had information you told us about before. There's a lot of doomsday situations and people that are saying, we're about to crash our economy because the U.S. is printing all this money. And, of course, we understand with the political system that there's a lot of conservatives who would not like to have some of the things that the leadership would be doing. Politically speaking, it's going to take place, whatever takes place. But they're saying that the doomsday guys are saying, this is terrible. We got so much money. We're printing money, all this kind of stuff. And you guys have told us that they're doing that for the RV. Now, obviously, I prefer concentrating on the RV aspect of it. But is there confusion or complications, do you think, out there that the doomsday guys are kind of milking? How do we adjust that in our thinking?
Okay, I don't know if they're like this newspaper article I just was showing. It's confused or just ignorant to the facts, even though they put in there that it was electricity. So they're obviously, by their title, trying to confuse people and think it was a negative thing to do when every other president has done it. And it was part of not negotiating with Iran, but maintaining Iraq. Electricity. So you're right. The same thing with the money. You got to look at it. Everybody doesn't know. But everybody doesn't know about the RV or believe in it. So everybody doesn't know the purpose of the Treasury working 18 hours a day. And now they're saying they're manning it 24 hours a day waiting for this to happen. So people are writing articles and saying things when they have no clue what's really going on. Why? Because they can't tell every congressman, every senator, every banker, hey, yes, this Anar thing is real. It's going to happen, and we're going to do the global currency reset, what would everybody be doing? We'd be making it worse. Because if everybody knew about it, everybody bought it, it would, in fact, become worthless. So some of it is misdirection intentionally, because there's people out there who just want to cause chaos or who just want to make this administration look bad or the last administration look bad, and they intentionally do it. There's people out there who want to truly believe that most people are sheep and will just follow any direction that they give, not take the time to look it up, investigate. They'll just believe whatever he says. And yes, it is intentional, just like this article was. But we know the true meaning or purpose behind it. Here's the thing, when they say they're going to flood the country with money, I'm trying to think, man, if I walked into you right now, I got $50, actually $78, in my pocket. Why? Because I got a card that I whip out for everything now. I don't care where it is. So I don't care how much they print. Money is digital now. And we're never going to be flooded digitally. So that's never going to happen. Those days are long gone before digital money came around.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, well, that helps, the digital aspect. And you're right. We're not going to care about folding money so much in our new situations. It did catch my attention that you indicated that Iran had lost 50% of their currency value by recent action. That's got to be distressing. And that brings to the question, they're supposed to be part of the package. It seems like they would be proponents of this RV taking place as well, if they're aware, and certainly the political leaders should be. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. The RV happens tomorrow, and all their currency revalued. It's still worthless if they have nowhere they can spend it, right?
Got
the
it.
Sanctions are still there. I don't care how much it's worth, nobody will take it. But even in its present state, it's lost half of its value again. And it's not what's outside the country that's affecting it, because nobody's doing
right.
It. Inside the country, it's losing its value. Inside
Got
the
it.
Country,
yeah.
The poverty is skyrocketing. The people are taking to the streets. They're upset, you know. And it's all about them not doing the nuclear deal, because that would change it all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I guess, too, after you started going over some of those details, I got a notice that the U.S. is not going to take part in the Winter Olympics. That's brand new stuff. Boy, we got all kinds of things. It's good to be optimistic, but contentment is a little scary right now. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm content, as you just suggested, that it could happen tomorrow. I'm content there, but I will not be anxious. So,
hey,
thank you guys
Dan,
for what you do. Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, here's the thing. So last week, our Olympians said they were not going to participate because of what's going on with the tennis players. They weren't going to participate, and then the rights. So they didn't follow our government. Our government followed them. They're just announcing that they won't send any representatives over to the Olympics. So the people led in that, not the government.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here and see what else I can learn from the rest of the call. Thank you, fellas. Got to go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye, sir. Take care. 281 area code, you are on.
Hi, how you all doing?
Doing great,
super
thank you.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
Great. Good. Thank you for asking. Well, I'm kind of like want to piggyback a little bit off of Bus Lady. And I know you've mentioned this before, but can you just give me like a little reminder update? When we, you know, after we go to the bank, and why did the bank say that they wanted us to wait 30 days before we do anything like big, large amount, moving cash?
Because there's going to be so much money moved during that time. Anything over $500,000, they were going to have to verify who it was coming from and who it was going to. And they didn't want to get bogged down by all of that during the first 30 days when everybody was doing their exchange.
Okay. And the black card, again, they delivered that to us the next day, right?
Right. And it depends on which bank you're at, guys, to what level you get a black card. Because some banks will give you one, especially at $5 million. Where other banks say it takes $25 million to get their black card.
Okay. Okay, well, we're past that one. So that's a good thing for us. Now, are there any more than just one bank that you're waiting to hear from right now?
Oh, I'm waiting to hear from all of them. All the time. Give me something new to go with. So, no.
But was it one specific bank that you were waiting to hear from to tell you that from the up? Did that come from one bank, the update over the weekend?
Yeah, it came from one bank. So it was verified by other branches of the same bank, but it came from one bank, yes.
Okay, okay. And I'm going to ask it. Are there any other news that you or Mr. Ray have gotten that you all still cannot tell us?
Now, if the answer to that question was yes, why would you ask it? We can't tell you.
Woo! Because I know Mr. Ray, he's not going to tell.
Okay.
Oh, you thinking Tony will tell it? Is that why you asked?
But Mr. Tony will tell it, but if it's something significant,
that explains
and
it.
They told Tony not to tell, and you and him have talked beforehand, Tony's not going to tell that.
Okay.
I just know. I had to go there, Mr. Ray.
All right.
So, well, we're looking to hear from something soon. Tony, do you see this at all, in your opinion, going into January, if any?
It depends on when the federal guys do the election results. Now, again, they could have did it any time. They said they're going to do it on the 13th, is what two or three articles said. They say they are delaying it without any reason, but it is being delayed, but it's supposed to be the 13th. So everybody I know thinks it's going to be done right now, or a majority of people. Tish might be the smartest among all of us because she said it's not going to happen until next year, but we'll see. Oh, maybe I wasn't supposed to say that.
No.
The honest guy, truth, guys, it makes sense for it to happen in January, 22 budget. They tell them to say everything else. But everything we're hearing is saying that it's going to happen before the end of this month is what we're hearing. The latest was before the holidays begin. So, but my holidays started 5 days ago, so I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll see.
All right, guys. Thank you all for your time and consideration. You all have a great afternoon.
All righty.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
208, area code. You're next.
Which ones are mine? Me too. Oh, I didn't get any of my
208, you're on.
Yes, good morning. I've been hearing from these other so-called people that know what's going on that Biden is going to resign on the 15th of this month. Have you heard anything about that?
Really?
Yeah, I did. I heard something about that. So let me ask you, who told you? That's all.
I was told by a member of the Chicago police. I'd rather not say his name.
A member of the Chicago police. Okay.
Right.
Not even a guru. Nope.
No. There is a guru that said it, but I don't know what his name is. He looks like I saw him on TV, and he looks like.
Wait, can you hear me? Hello?
Wait a minute. Something happened. Well,
okay.
Back, sir? There he is.
Oh, okay. All right. So you saw it on TV? What channel was that?
That was on, not Fox, but the other one.
OAN?
MSCBC or whatever it is.
Okay. Well, that's a hard one. But anyway, I tell you what you do. You come on every call until the 15th. You write down everywhere you see that he's going to resign on the 15th. Because on the 15th, every name, person, place, I get that put it out, I'm going to expose them all. Because we've gone
Sounds
through this nonsense over and over again. You know, Trump was coming back in June. Trump was coming back in July. Trump was coming back in August. I talked about those idiots so bad, they stopped saying it. Now he's not coming back. But to try to convince the whole world he was coming back, that Biden's not in the White House. If he's not in the White House, why does he need to resign? That Biden wasn't flying around in Air Force One, that's really Trump's plane, and he got that, and Biden's in something that looks like Air Force One. But this idiotic mess. And that's what I'm getting tired of. Bunch of idiots don't make any sense. No, it's not going to happen. This is the United States of America. You know, we have rules, constitutional laws, especially within our government. But anybody who is saying that, including your cop friend, and tell them I said it, is a damn fool. And he shouldn't be passing around mess like that. There's no possibility of happening. So anyway, sorry. But I wanted to
okay.
see the name of Google so I could go off on it. Anyway, all right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
I will keep track of anybody I see who says that, and I will happily give you all the names.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Send me the articles because I'm going to really go off. All right, thanks.
Okay.
And I would do the same thing, guys, really, if they said it was Trump and he was president and he was going to resign. Because that wasn't going to happen either. So, I mean, this nonsense is just nonsense. And we don't even need it clouding our minds when we're here to talk about the Denard and what we can and can't do and what our future looks like and what's involved in it for them to keep bringing that nonsense into it. All right, go ahead. What's next? Sean.
619, you're on.
Yeah, good morning. Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey,
good
morning.
Any reports on the markets being notified?
Not over the weekend, no. So,
okay.
Like I said, about two weeks ago, they did get a notification. I didn't know exactly when it was, but
even then, I'm just trying to think, because it was 2 weeks ago, I thought he had said by the middle of December was what they were being told. But they haven't gotten their 2-hour or 2-day notification yet.
Okay. Thank you. I was trying to figure out with the bank source saying that that it had been scheduled for a couple days ago in the calendar, and the markets haven't gotten a 2-day notification. At least you haven't been told that. Kind of trying to rectify that or reconcile that in my mind.
Okay. I don't know if Ray ever told you, I don't even know if I told you. We actually got that information from our committee member who said, hey, it was supposed to go this morning, but it didn't. So it was supposed to go, but nobody else got notified, so it didn't happen anyway. But at his level, he thought we had set it up to go this morning, but nobody was notified, and it didn't happen, and it still has not happened.
Okay. Great. Well, I'll go ahead and get off the line, and maybe you guys can fit one more caller in before the call is over. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. 206. We'll squeeze you in.
Greetings, gentlemen, Ray and Tony and everybody, and top of the day to everyone.
Yes, sir.
Tony, I have a question for you. Just putting together some stuff from the last couple of calls. I love your theory, nothing beats a failure but a try. I mean, those are words to live by. And I also like Ray's thing about know your value. So when we go in to sit down with the exchange people, you had said just last call that we're going to be capped out on the dinar contract rate at 20 million, right? 20 million dinar. Is that right?
That's what we were told, yes.
Okay. And then there was another statement a long time ago that we're going to be capped out at 20 mil on the dong for contract rate too. Is that still right?
No, I think the dong is 50 million.
Okay. Right. Okay, so let's suppose that we're holding more than 20 and 50 in those two currencies. The banks are in business to make money, and I know that those caps were put on there to make sure that there was plenty of contract to go around, but going around is not all things equal, because in the bank's eyes, they're going to want to make sure that it's going around to people who are going to want to put together long-term capital pools for capital investment so that people can do their projects and run their organizations off of their money's money. So, Tony, here's my question. If we go in there and we hit this 20 mil and 50 mil and we're negotiating, going on know your worth and going on nothing beats a failure but a try, I'm thinking that we should sell the extension of the contract rates for us based on the fact that we're coming to create a capital pool that's going to go from generation to generation, which is going to light the eyeballs of the bankers. And it would seem to me that would best serve the global economy, because it's only when we preserve capital that we can improve economies. So based on that, my question is, would you run with that ball, Tony, and kind of say how you would take those two principles from you and Ray and negotiate past those limits? Just tell us how you would run that play.
Okay. So my information is what you said for the dong, the dinar, and for the ZIM, there is no limit. And the more you have, the higher rate they're going to give you.
Okay.
Banks don't necessarily care about humanitarian projects. It's not their business. Banks are in business to make money. That's what you need. All these gurus tell you got to have a 4-page document or 50-page plan to submit to some guy who counts money every day, and he's supposed to approve or not approve your plan and give you the higher rate just doesn't equate with me. That just doesn't make any sense. They're not having life planners there or anything else. And how are you going to tell me that, you know, my manufacturing company won't make the money I said it would make when all you do is sit here all day and count other people's money? Now you're going to tell me that's a bad business or a bad business idea? Where's your business plan at? How do you know how to add it up for them? So all that doesn't make sense to me. Now, our guy said you do have to have something to present to them to get the higher rate. Hey, I want to open up 20, 30 farms and do this. Okay. Well, at least we know you're going to do something with the money. That's all, if it gets to that rate. So if I reach the max of my dinar, dong, and that, then of course I'm going to say, look, you know, we're doing this thing for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, leave the money here, get the higher interest rate. I'm willing to do 30% because I know 30% people got some pretty high rates. I mean, that's just off the top. So if you gave me the max contract rate, now I got all this left. Can you give me 3/4 of the contract rate on the rest if I go the maximum 5 years? And guess what? I won't do the 30%. I'll do 60% if you give me this max rate, or if you give me the max rate on all of it, not the contract rate. Contract rate is $28.50, so give me $27. The dog rate is $12. Give me a dollar less, but on all of it, then I'll extend how much and I'll extend how long. That's negotiating. You're going to have control over it for 5 years anyway. Nothing I'm going to do with it. And I can do that. Why? Because where I was going to split it 50-50, if he gives me the highest rate on all of it, and now I leave 60 or 70, that 30% is going to equal what that 50% was going to equal anyway. So I operated with less. They kept more. I get a higher interest rate. I get it for longer. And in 5 years, I get to do it all over again. That's what makes sense to me. That's my
try. All right.
Right. And then to that, I think there's just, and I know nobody cares about your humanitarian project, but what the bank will care about is that you have an intergenerational plan to maintain a core capital pool out of which you get earnings, out of which you do your business. And I think just having a plan with that stipulated, doesn't matter whether you're going to make baseball bats or what, if you have a plan that calls for a core capital pool to be maintained, I think that's important to drive home at the exchange, because that's the banker's pocket. Would you agree on that?
Absolutely. Because then he said, okay, now we're both making money.
Right. And then I got this one other thing to say. You may not know that the Confessions of an Economic Hitman has come out with a new version, and it's called The New Confessions of an Economic Hitman by the same author. And you have talked in the past about The Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin, and there's one you never talked about, FDR for Franklin Roosevelt, My Exploited Father-in-Law. It was written by FDR's son-in-law, who went through the FDR administration and tells in there about the pressures that were put on FDR totally for banking purposes. And if you look at what Ed Griffin wrote in Creature, with an eyeball toward how the banking interests were manipulating Woodrow Wilson, and then you bring that forward to the Economic Hitman stuff, it those three books just are a seamless way. And here's the reason they're so important, because you're talking about people being deceived right now, people being misled. Once the RV happens, we're still going to be misled. Difference is, we're going to be people with money who people are trying to mislead. So if we read those three books with an eye to understanding that most of the misleading in the world all boils down to money, then we're going to be much smarter stewards of our money, and we're going to have a much better shot at preserving it and not being misled. So thank you, Tony, for bringing those books out. And I would just emphasize the FDR book by Curtis Dahl, D-A-L-L, My Exploited Father-in-Law, and then The New Confessions of an Economic Hitman, because those three really help people understand the manipulating.
Okay. Wait. Because he came out with a book, it was volume two. And this is the same one what you're saying. It says The New Confessions of.
Yeah.
Right?
The New,
okay.
The
right.
New Confessions.
Let's make sure we're still talking about the same book. Yeah. Yeah, it's volume two. All right. So, but
all right.
For you guys who haven't been around in years who are listening or new, another one that I told you guys to read years ago was the book of Who Moved My Cheese? Who Moved My Cheese? It's a very small book thing, but it has a large meaning to it, something you're going to experience throughout the rest of your life, not just what you've been living here not knowing it, but you're going to experience it, especially after the RV, for the rest of your life. Small book, big meaning, Who Moved My Cheese? So put those four books on your list. Thank
you,
sir. We appreciate it.
Okay, we're past the bottom half of the hour. Going to wrap up this session.
Okay, guys. It's a marvelous Monday. Good news abounds. We keep pushing forward. A target date right now for the RV is tomorrow morning, just because that's what the banks think. This week, because that's what Iraq thinks. December the 13th or after, because that's what Tony thinks. Okay? And no later than the beginning of the holidays, because that's what D.C. and the Treasury is saying. It's just going to show up, but it's going to be before the holidays. So there you have it. Let's get with it. See what the rest of the day brings. If I get any updates, we will definitely tweet them out to you or Ray will put it in the form. But in the meantime, in between time, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you do it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
Okay, that's it for this marvelous-er Monday. And I'm going to still give this special message to some of you. You know who you are.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you.
Keep believing, because we sure do. Talk to you Wednesday.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I will survive. shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Get ready. Area code 360 Walt. The brother.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Let me make sure this recording is turned off before we go.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return, this session is no longer being recorded.
Enjoy your marvelous, sir, Monday. We are out of here.